Well, now we hang on to him as our lifeline. But at the time, it was a terrible deal we got. You know, if you ever study the consequences of them, it's that, you know, we sold all this land for X amount of dollars per acre, but the government, the way it was written, the government never intended to pay us the full amount. You know, they were pay us interest for 50 years. If you sold it for $6 million or something, and we'll pay you the interest for 50 years, then that's just the interest. They never even planned on paying the principal. You know, wow, we really got screwed terrible. I mean, that's the stuff that I was telling you about that made me angry, you know. But also in those treaties, they said, we'll entice them. I mean, we know they're getting screwed, but we'll entice them. We'll educate your children, and we'll give you health care. Some idiot on TV is talking about, was disparaging the Bureau of Indian Affairs. Well, there's not a Bureau of Black Affairs, Bureau of Hispanic Affairs. So he made it sound like, yep, them damn Indians are getting special privileges again, you know? And it goes back to treaties. That's what we're holding on to. Even though at the time they were terrible, now we got something to hold, you know, and that's what binds the government to bring in. You know, they don't fund anything. I mean, the way they're supposed to, they don't fund our Indian health care like they're supposed to. The education. When I went to school, it was good. I mean, I got a lot of money to go to school on. But nowadays, it seems like it's kind of hard. So those were there was things in there that binded the government to pay for. And you know, I'm sure the government wished our ancestors would never promise that.